91X News.
It's -3 and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Herron. Thousands of people were left in the dark due to high winds in the Quinte area Wednesday. Roughly 3,600 Viridian customers were affected, says Chris Mace, the corporate communications representative for Viridian. Belleville police, however, had a very busy day with wires and trees down along with traffic lights out. Police say that 11 of their 62 calls were related to the weather. Environment Canada reported that the strongest winds all day in Belleville yesterday were felt at 2 p.m. when winds were gusting at 84 kilometers an hour. On Wednesday, Cobourg police charged a man in connection with a theft at a local store that took place last month. Police say they located the suspect in the vehicle that was allegedly used in the crime after they received more information from the employees. A 32-year-old Cobourg man was charged with theft under $5,000 and one count of possession of property obtained by crime. He was released with a promise to appear in court later. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has agreed to testify in a second U.S. congressional hearing next week. Candace Gissin reports Zuckerberg will appear at a rare joint hearing of the Senate Judicial and Commerce Committees on Tuesday.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is now acknowledging that fixing the company's security issues will be a multi-year effort and that not enough was done to protect users' privacy.
We didn't take a broad enough view of what our responsibility is, and that was a huge mistake. It was my mistake.
Zuckerberg's admission comes 1 week before he's set to testify for the first time before Congress.
Zuckerberg says 87 million Facebook users were affected by a data breach, including 620,000 Canadians. Three longtime Liberal members of the Ontario Legislature, including two cabinet ministers, say they will not be seeking re-election in June. International Trade Minister Michael Chen, Minister of Consumer Services and Persons with Disabilities Tracy McCharles, and Glengarry Prescott Russell MPP Grant Crack made the announcement in statements this morning. Chen and McCharles say they will not be running to focus on their health concerns. Toronto's University Health Network is apologizing for installing bars over a vent outside a downtown hospital emergency department to deter homeless people from sleeping there. UHN spokeswoman Jill Howard says the bars were removed from outside the Toronto General Hospital yesterday following public and staff complaints.
We certainly don't see ourselves as an uncaring or non-compassionate. We're a hospital and we take care of people, and certainly I would say probably the people sleeping on the grate are known to the staff in the emergency department.
Howard says the hospital will still need to address the safety concerns in the area, but will also be looking at more ways to help homeless people. There's no decision yet on just how many U.S. National Guard troops the Trump administration will look to have sent to the country's southern border. Sagar Mahani reports.
The morning after President Trump signed a memo clearing the way for troops to be deployed, Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen says she's working with four border state governors to reach a final number.
We're going to send as many troops as we need to get the mission done.
There are no numbers.
But no numbers.
Nielsen says the troops will support Border Patrol agents by providing surveillance and vehicle maintenance, among other things.
We can free up a CBP officer who's trained to do law enforcement.
Mexico says Nielsen told its top diplomat the troops will not be armed. She says she's waiting to hear from the governors on what they want. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, today, authorities are still trying to piece together what led to Tuesday's mass shooting at YouTube headquarters. Alex Stone has more.
Police and federal agents have been executing search warrants here in California, trying to make sure the motive of the shooting is what it appears to have been, one woman's anger at YouTube. Family friends have been seen going in and out of the home Nassim Ogdem lived in.
I'm so sorry for those people shot.
That woman among those making a visit to the home. In a statement, the father of the shooter saying the family is in shock and can't make sense of what happened here this week. Alex Stone, ABC News, San Bruno, California.
Over to Hollywood, a major star is taking a hard look at a possible political career. Jason Nathanson reports Dwayne The Rock Johnson may have his eye set on the White House.
He tells Rolling Stone he's had under-the-radar meetings with political operatives, but don't expect to run anytime soon. Of the rumors and seemingly positive response, he says he's soaking in and listening, entertaining the thought, and he's flattered by it, but he needs a few years to work and learn. Politics, he says, is a skill set that requires years and years of experience on a local, state, and national level.
Johnson spent time in Calgary with the CFL Stampeders, and his father was born in Nova Scotia. Comedian Bill Cosby has arrived for the fourth day of jury selection in his retrial on sexual assault charges. Cosby stumbled a bit getting out of an SUV this morning and then put a hand up to say he was okay before walking into the suburban Philadelphia courthouse where lawyers will work to pick up six alternative jurors. Prosecutors and the defense settled Wednesday on the last five of the 12 jurors who will sit in judgment of the 80-year-old comedian. One juror was chosen Monday and six on Tuesday. Cosby is charged with drugging and molesting a former Temple University athletics administrator at his home in 2004. The judge last June declared a mistrial after more than 52 hours of jury deliberation over 6 days. One juror said the panel was split 10-2 in favor of conviction, while another said the group was more evenly divided. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
In 5 minutes, you will reach your destination.
Loyalist College, here we come.
I know, this open house will be great. Loyalist has awesome student success services, a stunning campus, community entrepreneurial engagements.
Begin your post-secondary journey at Loyalist College's open house on Saturday, April 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more info, visit loyalistcollege.com. Loyalist College, you're going places.
QNET Sports. In hockey, the Buffalo Sabres now have the best odds to win the NHL draft lottery after losing to the Ottawa Senators 4-2 at the KeyBank Center last night. Thanks to Duncan Keith in the last seconds of the game, Chicago beat St. Louis 4-3. And the Anaheim Ducks clinched a berth in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the sixth consecutive season with a 3-1 win against the Minnesota Wild. Over to the hard court, DeMar DeRozan scored 16 points, Fred Van Fleet and Serge Ibaka each had 15, and the Toronto Raptors moved closer to clinching the top seed in the Eastern Conference. They beat the Boston Celtics 96-78 last night. Toronto increased its lead over second place Boston to 3 games. Both teams have 4 games left to play, and DeRozan says they all matter.
Every single one is extremely important, you know, because once next weekend start, you know, it's literally win or go home.
Around the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers defeated the Detroit Pistons 115-108, and the Miami Heat beat the Atlanta Hawks 115-86. On Friday, the Raptors are back in action, and they hope to continue to rack up the Ws. They face the Pacers next. Over to the MLB, the Chicago White Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3. The Jays will try to get back on track as they play against the Rangers on Friday. Aaron Judge, Stanton, and Gary Sanchez homer to lead the New York Yankees over the Tampa Bay Rays 7-2. Josh Reddick had 3 hits, and Alex Bregman, tie-breaking RBI single in the 7th, lifted the Houston Astros to a 3-2 victory over the Baltimore Orioles to complete a 3-game sweep. Bregman says he isn't surprised by his team's 6-1 start.
It's great to win a World Series, come back, have a team that got even better, and I think we have a chance to win every time we go out and take the field. We believe we can win, and we're gonna play aggressive, our brand of baseball every night.
Back on the ice, Canada's Brad Gushue is in the 3-way tie for the lead at the Men's World Curling Championship in Las Vegas. Canada, Scotland, and Sweden all have 7 wins and a loss heading into today's draw. The Canadians beat the Netherlands 8-5 to pull even with the leaders. Gushue says it was a good effort, but not a great one.
Yeah, I feel comfortable. I feel like the guys are comfortable. That was a little bit of a little sloppy. It certainly wasn't as good as the last 2 or 3 games that we played. But still, it was pretty good. Some good shots made, just a little sloppy.
Over to the NFL. A social media message to New England Patriots receiver Julian Edelman led police to a teenager who posted a threat about shooting up his school. Correspondent Lindsay Davis has more.
Here's Edelman.
Julian Edelman is known for his quick feet on the field, and now he's being praised for his quick thinking, which may have just thwarted another school shooting. It all started with a comment posted on Edelman's Instagram account threatening to shoot up a school. An Instagram user notified Edelman of the message, which said, "I'm going to shoot my school up. Watch the news." The New England Patriots wide receiver's assistant immediately went to police.
Police officials say the boy was charged with making a false report of a threat of terrorism. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNetNewsDesk at gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. The clouds will continue to move in this afternoon as we reach a high of 1. Tonight, there is a chance of some snow falling later. Winds becoming gusty at times, low of minus 2. Friday, cloudy with periods of wet snow, high of 2. At 12:10, it's minus 3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at QNETNews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Herron, News on 91X, next at 1.